Fighter 18 do you see on F? Shayna Baszler from The Ultimate Fighter 18 do you see on FX1? Shayna, good morning.
Hello. Hey. How's it going?
Good. Good
Fantastic.
To talk to you. Good to talk to you. So we've been watching The Ultimate Fighter. This is the first reality show I've ever seen in my life.
And it's a big deal because we have to stay up past our bedtime.
And you're making it fun. It's on FX1. It was a tough match last night. Talk about the fight from last night's episode.
Yeah. Going into the house, they didn't really show people saying it too much, but if you were going to rank all the girls in the house, what you had last night was your first round in March Madness, the number one seed versus probably the number eight seed girl, Juliana, and it's pretty funny. I got a lot of... I stirred the pot a little bit, I think, with...
That's what we love comments. Watching you.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, I train with Josh Barnett, and he's very big on selling a fight, and people that know anything about sports, especially fight sports, that's what you want. I'd rather have people blowing my fan pages up with hate than just ignoring me, because I'm selling tickets, and ultimately that's what the UFC wants, so. You know, for whatever reason, that day, and it really sucked at the time, especially, I just couldn't, I don't know, it's a strange thing. I've fought on some of the biggest cards and some huge venues in front of huge audiences. I've done all this, and it doesn't make me nervous anymore. But it's a weird thing on that show to come out in a gym that you train in twice a day and have a fight in the gym with, like, I don't know, the 14 other people that are in the house with you, and it's not, you know, there's no cheering, there's no music when you walk out. So it was hard for me to get over. Like, it was hard for me to get up. It just felt like a sparring
match. You're not in the same mindset.
Right, and you can see it in the fight. Even the first round I won, I was still kind of coasting. There was no urgency, you know? So when she came out in round two and she knew she'd lost round one and she was fighting for her life, I just didn't, you know, I was still trying to coast. I didn't kick it into fifth gear. And
I a little bit sometimes think that they're like all the other girls in the house, you see it on the show, they're like, oh my God, they don't know whether to ask for your autograph or whether to actually like take you down. They're like, I can't believe I'm fighting Shayna Baszler. So she's got that, you know, she feels that star power, that big fight thing going on.
Right. And I'm, you know, besides Roxanne, who's the kind of nerdier girl from Japan, those girls are all like only have like 3-4 fights, so they're really green. All those girls are really green in that house.
Go ahead.
No, I just it's I think it's a weird case of my experience working against me that day. And it's nothing, you know, I'm not, Juliana showed up to fight, and that's ultimately what it came down to. I can't make a bunch of excuses, but I really believe that, you know, 9 out of 10 times I win that fight. She just happened, you know, all the cards happened to be lined up for her that day. So
talk about the dynamic in the house a little bit. What's that all about, being in a house with all these different fighters that eventually, I mean, you have to fight down the road?
Yeah, and just really quick for everyone that was watching and is so bummed out that I lost, I'm on the whole season. They keep us around because injuries and all this kind of crazy stuff happens. So stick around.
Keep
the whole
watching.
Season. it's really interesting. So you have to think, anybody in the house could fight at any time. Whatever team wins the fight gets to pick the next fight. So everybody has to be ready. Right, because the fight picks happen, then you have 24 hours to weigh in, and then 24 hours later you're fighting. So you have to not only be, there's 16 people in a house that are on edge pretty much 2 days out from a fight, and if anybody's been around a fighter, that tends to get pretty crabby and and edgy right around, you know, that close to a fight, on top of the fact that you have to cut weight, like stay close enough to weight that you can make it in 24 hours. And then put everyone in a house and you're cooking breakfast next to someone that you could possibly be fighting. I mean, it's just we didn't have phones, books, TVs, internet. We had nothing, no music. So it's just forced interaction under high stress. So it kind of forces the drama that you see. It's kind of a weird experience.
Talking with Shayna Baszler, star of The Ultimate Fighter 18. You can see on FX1. So, Shayna, what does the girl I know, the cool, down-to-earth girl from Sioux Falls, think of Shayna, the reality star? It's got to be weird to watch yourself, isn't it?
It is weird. And the other thing that's really weird that I never really... you think you get a handle of, but watching how they splice together different things... Like,
it's, are you watching yourself and you're like, hey, I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah, or actually there's been a couple times, and it's not like they're not twisting things to be completely false, but there are times where I'm like, man, I said that like way towards the end. That wasn't even anything about this, you know, because we have mics on, so everything we say is a soundbite, you know, so they can... film something in the gym, and I had said something in the bathroom in the house, and they could just film it, you know what I mean? They can like overlay this audio like I was so and like I said, I understand. I think I'm experienced enough to understand selling a fight and all that. The hate comments don't bother me as much, but dang, if they didn't really oversell that I was confident for that fight, because, you know, it comes off pretty entertaining. But, the only thing that really bothered me, actually, was for some reason, all the hate that Ronda was getting for crying, and I don't know, I have a blog you guys can find. I put a link up. I say it in my blog that this was my fight, and the way Ronda acted afterwards is what completely won me over. Questions that I had about whether we were going to get along or anything like that, totally out the window. And then I had no idea until I watched the show that she took it so hard and was crying in her interview and kind of took the responsibility on her shoulders that I lost. So she completely won me over this fight, and all that stuff is completely genuine. There's people questioning whether it was fake and everything. It was all legit as far as those feelings go.
It's a hell of a show. It's The Ultimate Fighter 18. You can find it on FX1. Before we let you go this morning, Shayna, how big of an opportunity is this, not only for you, but women in the sport of ultimate fighting?
Oh, man, this is like season one all over again. You know, I think the general interest in the show is, I think, most importantly, women have a goal now. I fought for so long where the UFC wasn't a possibility for us. And so now you have, you know, the little girl that starts taking kids' jiu-jitsu classes can have a dream to be in the UFC one day, and there wasn't that before, you know. So I think just for the growth of the sport, and I think ultimately this show getting so many viewers, people are going to see that girls can fight. There's still a smattering of people out there that think girls shouldn't fight and they can't. So I think they're going to see this season that the girl fights are going to kind of outshine the guy fights. I mean, whether or not it sucks that I lost last night, but I think as a fan, that's the kind of epic fight you want to see. The underdog gets beat up and comes through. I mean, that's entertaining stuff, and all the girl fights are that way. So,
well, you certainly had us on the edge of our seats last night. We were hooting and hollering for you. So it's awesome. You're making us so proud, Shayna. Shayna from Sioux Falls on The Ultimate Fighter 18. Also want to let you know you can join UFC President Dana White for a Google Plus Hangout at 4:30 today. Ask questions for Dana on Twitter now using the hashtag DanaHangout. Shayna, thank you so much for your time, and let's get you in here soon.
Yeah, I will definitely, anytime you guys want me.
Perfect, and you better bring a card for Ryder, too.
Oh, come on, dude. I'm already scared of Shayna, and you want her to do that?
Thank you, Shayna.
Thank you, guys.
801 Crow Morning Show, Caden Ryder on the Crow Morning Show.